Josh, and I'm here with Ian and James, and this is an episode, an addendum, I guess, a 2.5 of How to Date Logan Barnes, and of course, with us as always is Logan Barnes.
How are you doing, Josh? I'm here.
Pretty good, Logan. At the end of episode 2 of How to Date Logan Barnes, James, Ian, and I gave you some homework, and we've had some folks contact us about it, and so here we are. We're doing a 2.5. They want to know already two things that you like about yourself. So what are they?
Well, it was a process to kind of sit down and think about it, but I really enjoy my ability to absorb lots of knowledge about incredibly useless things that eventually become useful, because there have been times in my life where they're like, we have this really oddly specific question about a thing, and I just happen to know that information. So
every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like an every time we have a dumb question.
Yeah. So
like, hey, Logan?
Yeah, it's every time.
I like that feature of me, I guess, if we're talking about me like I'm a new car.
Okay, so that's one.
And the second one is more kind of meta, because I like the fact that I don't like boasting, that I'm just very kind of...
But that's sort of boastful.
You're humble.
You're a humble guy.
Humble, yeah. I mean, and
hashtag humble brag.
I hate to say that because...
Did you say hashtag humble brag?
I sure did.
I hate to say that because to me, it cheapens it. Like if you say, I'm a good person, that
it's super cheapens it.
That makes you not a good person.
Yeah. So, but we said it about you during episode 2.
Yeah, we said it all about you during
it's
episode
okay.
2. You but are a good person.
I don't like saying things about myself like that because it cheapens it, and I like that.
What did it take for you to realize that you actually are a good person? Like, how did you come to that realization?
Oh, I kind of realize it based on the reactions of other people.
Yeah.
That's the key thing.
I'm glad you didn't say, well, I just realized that I'm a good person.
Yeah. Man.
It's
he got me.
Yeah.
No, it's based off what other people say and what you guys said. And
well, it's because we're right. We know we're right.
All the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, we're certainly right in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because you are a good person.
Yeah. So do you think that these are qualities, these things that you like about yourself that you'll be able to take and... I guess sort of wield, if you will, into conversations with a lady.
I feel like the random knowledge is the most useful.
I don't think you should go out there like Alex Trebek, though.
No.
Although,
I'm not going to do that.
If you grow an awesome stash, it might work.
I can get
I like the
that.
Fact that I'm incapable of growing a mustache. No, I actually hate that, but
you could Joe Dirt it.
Yeah. Just let whatever grow.
Yeah. Don't give him ideas.
But no, I feel like that would be the most useful trait for increasing conversation, because it would allow me to hang on to any small thing or expand something if I needed to with, you know, something that may not be entirely related, but something that's accurate and hopefully interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Guys, do you have any thoughts or feedback for Logan?
I, for one, am very proud of you for going home and taking it seriously and doing the homework.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew that you would, but it's very interesting that I've received feedback about this that we've already done. So there are people who are genuinely interested in it. So, you know, I'm glad that you took the time to take, you know, a look inside and
and it
helps inside yourself. I'm sure it did.
I mean, it really helps. It's like if it's something you've never done, it will be awkward. It will be weird.
You got to make that inward journey, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not hard, and it feels good to, you know, say that without being, you know, full of myself.
Do you feel a little bit more comfortable with who you are?
I've never really been super uncomfortable with who I am, but I feel like acknowledging this makes me less afraid to put myself out there.
There you go.
Nice.
Mission accomplished.
Okay.
Where's my banner and my jets?
All right. We're getting somewhere. I think we're getting somewhere.
It's never been that I disliked me. I think that was a point that you guys kind of missed. It's never been that. It's just that I never thought that anyone else would.
No, I don't think that we missed that, but I'm not so sure that you got that either. That, like, you really felt the way that you should feel about yourself because you're a good dude.
Yes.
So maybe we've sort of come full circle there. All right, so this is a nice little amended episode. It's 2.5. So today is the 22nd of February. Look for episode 3 on iTunes and Audio Boom as well, but iTunes for sure by the next time you hear from us on March the 7th. So in 2 weeks from now. So for How to Date Logan Barnes, episode 2.5. This is Josh, Ian, and James. And
this has been Logan Barnes for How to Date Logan Barnes.
Bye-bye.